Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. The last few weeks, we've been airing CEF ministry reports shared at our recent fall fundraiser with the Kramers. We hope you enjoy this closing segment as we not only look back to what God has done, but we look forward to what God will yet do. And every day in between, we look up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with our eyes fixed on Him, for He is the author and the finisher of our faith.
You know, as we look forward to what God is doing, you know, the bottom line is not only do we look back and look forward, we also have to look up. There's a verse I've been thinking about that I just want to close with. It's Hebrews 12, 2 and 3. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Really? For the joy that was set before him endured the cross? That doesn't sound very joyous. Despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, and says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. I don't have to give the whole background of Hebrews, and we don't have time for that either, but if the book of Hebrews was meant to encourage the believers at that time, that most Bible theologians believe that they were going through a time of suffering, a time of persecution, maybe during the time of Nero, possibly. And there were some of them that just wanted to pack up their bags and go back to the Jewish, you know, culture that they knew, because this Christian living for Christ, it's like they were getting pummeled from the Jews and pummeled from the Roman, you know, government, and they were getting like hit from both sides, and they were getting weary, and they were getting faint-hearted. And the message of the author of Hebrews, I think it was the Apostle Paul, but the message of the author of Hebrews is to endure, but not to endure by, you know, pulling up your bootstraps and, you know, straighten up and fly right. The message is to endure by looking up, by looking to Jesus. And I just want to tell you, there's been times as a state director, I didn't even know how to lead these past couple years. I didn't know what to do. I mean, what do you do when you're doing all this, and this is all you've known? Then boom, you guys, it's hard. We have to look up, and our eyes have to be focused on him. And so, are you weary right now? Are you tired? I know I feel like that. We need to look up. We need to look and fix our eyes on Jesus. When we think we almost can't handle one more bad news, we need to look up and fix our eyes on Jesus. But not only do we look to him for our daily needs, not only do we look to him, you know, to open the way for our ministry needs, but also we look to him because he is our provider of our everyday, daily bread needs. And so I know you know this is also a ministry fundraiser, but you know what? At the same time, my heart is that God would just encourage your heart tonight, that he would do that. But we do have a daily bread ministry need. And I just want to let you know, absolutely transparently, that the goal that we set with our special events committee was $30,000, and everything that comes in, it will be, you know, evenly split between our camp ministry that we're so thankful for, that we've had for 65 plus years and counting, and also for our CEF state office ministry, pioneer ministry development needs. And so everything we have will just be evenly split between our camp and our CEF state office ministry needs. But here's a transparent thing, is we had a glitch when we printed some things, and it was totally my fault because I didn't catch it, and it printed out that our need was $40,000, and yet we had set it at $30,000, and we had already, inside your program thing, we had already printed it one way, and I'm like, I can't say it's 40,000 when it was really 30,000. And so what are we going to do? And so I was just talking to Chris on the way, and so we switched everything around. And so we said, okay, you know, and what I just found out just right before I came in here is actually our real need for both the camp and the state office, you know what it really is? It's that $40,000, almost right to the penny, is what we need for both the camp and the state. And so that is our need. But you know what? For all these years, the policy of CEF has been to ask God and tell his people. And to me, that sounds like a pretty big daily ministry bread ask. I don't know how God's going to do that. I just don't. I have no idea. But I know our God is big, but our policy is always just ask God, look up to him, and leave the rest with him and to tell his people. And so I just want to share that with you tonight. And so Pastor Kerry will tell you more about that. There's a inside your program, there's an enclosed thing. And if you want to take it home, whatever you want to do, if you want to do online, that's fine too. But you know, at the end of the day, that's not what this ministry is about. This ministry is here to praise and honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when we look back, we praise him. When we look forward, we praise him. But every day in between, what does God want us to do? Get our eyes off of all this stuff going on out here or inside here and keep our eyes fixed on him and remember him who did all of that for us so that we could live the life that he wants us to live now and that we can be with him one day forever. Earth is temporal. Heaven is eternal. Keep our eyes up. Look up and keep our eyes focused on Jesus. So I'm going to ask the Kramers to come back up and you take as long as you want and lift up our hearts one more time that we can look to the Lord and praise him.
Amen. Katrina, thank you so much for your encouragement. That is incredible. When we were going to Israel one time with the Winklers, Helen Majeska was sitting next to me, and we had incredible turbulence, and I was scared to death. And so I woke Helen up, and I said, Helen, I know you used to fly to go visit your kids, you know, in Switzerland, wherever. Did you ever have turbulence like this? And she said, yeah. And I said, were you okay? And she said, yeah, I think so. I mean, we were asleep, half asleep, and here we are still alive sitting here. Obviously, she made it through that turbulence. My point is that when I fly and there's really bad turbulence, I get really nervous. And so I watch the flight attendants, and if they don't look concerned, then I know, go back to sleep, you're fine, right? In a much more profound way, you know, we as believers and followers of Christ, people are watching us to see how are we responding to what's going on in our lives and around us? And I want to honor the Lord in the way that I live for him. And I know you do too. And I feel so much more intentional about it than ever before. You know, these are incredible times that we're living in. And people are watching. And I just hope that we reflect his glory. And that's the cry of our hearts, that he would revive us. And that when we get to engage with others, that they would know that there is a Jesus who loves them, who died for them, and who saves them. Amen? Isn't that good?
Hope never dies when placed by faith in the one who hears our cries and never fails us through the test of time. He holds our hand and leads us onward to our home with him. Our hope is in him.
Hope never ends when placed by helps us then, yet suffered more than we could comprehend. Then he would rise and lead us onward to our home with him. Our hope is in knows his children's needs by the love he always shows for those who trust him to lead them home.
We so appreciate the Kramers for being with us that special evening and reminding us anew of the hope that we have in Christ. Telling Future Generations is exactly what our ministry and CEF is all about, sharing the hope that we have in Christ to the children who are the future generations. Jesus Christ is the hope of all of our tomorrows, both now and for eternity, including this day. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.